Thanks, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Pat Kiragoyan in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Pretty cold now in St. Paul.
We had a kind of a warm-up today. Got up around 25.
Wow. So. How do you spend your winters? How do you avoid that cabin fever, which I know is a problem in Minnesota?
I must say I do stay inside a lot in the winter, but I try to go to things like fitness centers and
sure.
work out there, you know.
You know how I used to cope with cabin fever when I lived in Minnesota by attacking my housemates with an axe around March. it released a lot of tension, is what I'm saying. Well, welcome to our show, Patrick. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Patrick's topic?
Is it nature or nurture? We'll never know. It's nature.
We know that evolution shaped our species. It's why we walk upright, why we crave fatty foods, why we put photos from 20 years ago in our Match.com profile. But this week, we heard that something unexpected may be caused by our genetic inheritance. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about a surprising new evolutionary theory. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Okay, all set.
Let's hear first from Roxanne Roberts.
What is it with crazy cat ladies anyway? Yale anthropologist Doug Techter was fed up after dating three girlfriends with a total of 11 cats. Techter says the relationship between women and cats closely resembles the mother-infant bond, and females are genetically programmed to fuss over felines. In a 3-year study, Techter filmed women and their cats, then compared their behavior to mothers and newborns in a primitive Indonesian tribe. Both infants and cats demand a great deal of attention and monopolize females, reducing opportunities for them to reproduce. Not that new moms or cat ladies are much into sex anyway. Quote, I used to resent the cats, Techter told the New York Times. Now I realize they're just manipulating the evolutionary code for a constant source of food.
Cat ladies explained by an evolutionary theory. Your next story of something genetically predetermined comes from Tom Baudet.
Why does that asinine dad dancing, where someone's father makes a complete fool of himself and his family at weddings and bar mitzvahs, endure? Turns out it's genetic and meant to chase away young women. That is the conclusion, at least, of researchers at the University of Hertfordshire in England. The message their dancing sends out is, "Stay away, I'm not fertile," claims Dr. Peter Lovett. Which contradicts the three main previous conclusions. Stay away, I'm drunk. There's a hamster in my pants. And I never liked this guy you just married, and I'm doing what I can to sabotage your happiness. Since natural selection is all about survival, there is another disturbing conclusion to be drawn from the fact that bad dad dancing has endured in our genetic makeups. It leads one to believe that our strapping young ancestors killed off any older men who could dance well. Think of this the next time you see Uncle Frank doing his John Travolta interpretations to the Bee Gees' Stayin' Alive and Be Kind. That's exactly what he's doing.
Bad dad dancing. Why do middle-aged men act so foolishly in the dance floor? Because their genes tell them to. Your last story of nature over nurture comes from Paula Poundstone.
Do you have nosy, snooty neighbors? The ones who express that extra interest? I heard some people at your house last night. What time did they leave? Is that their Chevette? It turns out it's in their genes. Anthropologist Susan Suomo explains, our hominid relatives that protected their groups by raising their noses in the air to sense and give early warning of fire and predators were revered. So the classic snooty nose-in-the-air gesture is genetic. It's not just snobbish. It's evolution. If some hominids weren't curious or nosy, they'd be killed. It's tough to tell, however, says Suomu, why it hasn't fallen away a bit, like body hair and walking on all fours. Your children go to public school? Oh, that's nice. They'll meet so many different kinds of people.
All right, these are your choices. It turns out, according to at least one evolutionary biologist, one of these behaviors is genetically determined and selected for by evolution. Was it from Roxanne Roberts, the enthusiasm that certain ladies have for many, many cats, From Tom Baudet, the habit of certain middle-aged men have to get up and dance like idiots at social events. Or from Paula Poundstone, the habit of some people of acting snooty and nosy toward their neighbors. Which of these is evolutionarily determined?
Oh, my word. I'll take the last one about the snoopy neighbors.
Snooty, snooping neighbors.
Snooty. I'll go for that.
All right. Well, we actually spoke to the scientist who has posited this theory. Here he is.
When men get to about 35, they then start to use uncoordinated dance moves. And, of course, what happens then is they're producing dance moves on the dance floor, which women find very unattractive.
That was Dr. Peter Lovett of Hertfordshire University in England. I'm so sorry, Patrick, but as you now know, Tom Baudet had the right answer. You didn't win. You earned a point, though, for Paula for her convincing-sounding story, which I'm sure she's very grateful.
I thank you, and Mrs. Kravitz from Bewitched thanks you.
Patrick, thanks so much for playing.
All right, thank you. That's it, boo.